This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Just over 2 years ago, the World Health Organization declared the COVID-19 outbreak a global pandemic. Since then, it's frequently been compared to the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918. But there are also parallels to a more recent pandemic, HIV/AIDS, which emerged in the early 1980s and devastated communities around the world. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, the HIV pandemic that started 40 years ago affected public health, public opinion, and drug research and development, similar to what we're seeing in the current pandemic.
COVID-19 has killed more than 950,000 Americans in 2 years. Since HIV/AIDS emerged in the early 1980s, it's killed about 675,000 Americans. The pandemics have one key thing in common, says Robert Wachter, chair of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco.
A virus that we knew nothing about in the beginning, causing tremendous panic and consternation in society.
HIV/AIDS was both mysterious and 100% fatal early on. But in part because of who HIV/AIDS infected most, gay men, public attention and government funding were slow to emerge. By the late 1980s, though, national health leaders were sounding the alarm.
The pattern is that it's clearly being established as a worldwide epidemic.
That's a younger Anthony Fauci, then and still now director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
People with AIDS won't be quiet!
It took a wave of grassroots advocacy and protest by gay men and their allies, directed in part at leaders like Fauci, to push AIDS research into high gear, says Wachter.
AIDS activism basically taught us the role of patient-centered and patient-driven activism in driving a scientific agenda.
New funding, new FDA rules and protocols led to revolutionary antiretroviral drugs that eventually turned AIDS into a manageable, survivable chronic disease for most patients. Fast forward to 2020, FDA and NIH were able to respond quickly and nimbly to the COVID pandemic, fast-tracking clinical trials and emergency use authorization for tests, treatments, and vaccines. Yale epidemiologist and AIDS activist Greg Gonsalves says the people leading the charge against COVID, like Anthony Fauci and current CDC director Rochelle Walensky, cut their teeth in the earlier pandemic.
All HIV veterans were leading agencies during the height of the AIDS pandemic.
And Gonsalves says there is a direct line between the funding and research, too.
Basic research, a lot of the sort of infrastructure for vaccine evaluation, investments in infectious disease paid for by AIDS research at the NIH really paved the way for our mRNA vaccines.
Gonsalves says there's one crucial public health lesson we seem not to have learned, that people who are marginalized and stigmatized in society will suffer the most and wait the longest for help.
In a certain way, it's deja vu all over again. You know, when the AIDS pandemic started, it was thought of a disease of disposable people, right? That it was gay men, Haitians, hemophiliacs, people that, you know, nobody wanted to pay attention to.
In the COVID pandemic, Black and Latino communities have suffered the highest case counts and death rates. Aisha Scott teaches Black Studies and Health Policy at Providence College. She says that's partly because of the low-wage, face-to-face service work they tend to do, and partly because of poor access to quality health care. Meanwhile, she says grassroots organizations that emerged in response to HIV/AIDS are again rushing in.
The National Black Leadership Commission on AIDS, which is now known as the National Black Leadership Commission on Health, has been tapped to help and get information to people in marginalized communities about COVID, the COVID vaccine, how folks can protect themselves. They've been distributing masks and different resources.
She says leaders from civic, religious, and community organizations have needed to step up to build trust and promote masking and vaccination because these marginalized communities have been neglected for so long. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.